Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that you've had a good week, and we're very thankful that you're able to listen in again this morning. Now, today's message is titled, They Didn't Know, and the main text will be in Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 39. So if you have your Bibles handy, feel free to follow along as we turn the message over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, verse 36 through verse 39, as we think on the subject, They did not know. Notice, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. This verse tells us that there are some things that we simply cannot know. One of the things that we cannot know is when Jesus Christ is going to come back. But notice, the Bible says in verse number 37, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. This tells us that there are some things that we cannot know. We don't know when the Lord will return. There are some things that we should know, that is, that it's going to be very soon. But there are some things that we had better know. We better be right, and we better be ready to see the Lord in the air. I know that He's going to come back, and I know that it won't be very long at all. In this place, we find that it is impossible for us to know when Christ will return in the rapture. But we should be able to tell by looking around us that the time is very, very near. You think about the people in the days of Noah. They knew not until the flood came and took them all away. But how could they not know, since Noah was the preacher of righteousness and he built a gigantic ark? Can they not see? Well, can we not see today? Can people not hear the clear gospel message? Think of this. Noah built a gigantic ark. And the purpose of this was so that the people could escape the flood in the days of Noah. According to Genesis chapter number 6 and verse 15, the ark was 300 cubits long. It was 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits tall. Now, if a cubic is about 18 inches, the ark was 450 feet long. The ark was 75 feet wide. The Bible tells us that it had three stories. This is not a very small structure. Indeed, it is a very large structure. You would think that people would understand that their damnation was coming very soon, but there is a record given in the Bible that only eight people got on the ark. There was Noah and his wife, and their three sons, and their three wives. That's all that got on the ark. You know, today, God is a marvelous God. God has told us that there's things that we cannot know because we don't know when the Lord's going to come back. But the Bible says that there's things that we ought to know. There's things that we had better know. There's two points we want to think about this morning. God's warning to the lost and God's warning to the saved. Now, you think about God's warning to the lost. There is an internal warning that God has placed inside every lost person concerning the fact that there is a God and that they will all be judged by Him one of these days. In the book of Romans, chapter number 1 and verse number 20, notice what the Bible says here. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Notice, the Bible says here that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are very clearly seen. They're understood by the things that are made, even God's eternal power and even the Godhead, can be seen in the natural parts of the creation. The internal warnings God has given here have to be totally disregarded by mankind in order not to believe. They have to deny those things that they already know and walk around the warnings God has placed in front of them in order to go to an eternity in a burning, fiery, everlasting, destructive hell. People can know the truth, but unless they pay attention to the truth, they will pay the eternal consequences of not paying attention. When the Bible tells us about the rich man who went into hell, the Bible said, "Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house." The rich man here in hell was having compassion upon his five brothers that are lost, that are waiting to die, that are waiting to go to an eternity somewhere. And he has compassion upon them, and he wants Abraham just to send somebody back to tell them about eternity. Abraham saith unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." But the rich man said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." You know, the rich man went to hell. But the rich man also knew that the preaching of the gospel message was what was needed for the salvation of sinners. The rich man knew that it was too late for him. But he also knew that it was not too late for his five brethren. The rich man knew that he had turned his back on God's message. The rich man wanted Abraham to send Lazarus to preach unto his five brethren who he knew were going to the same place. Abraham declared that they wouldn't hear Moses and the prophets. They wouldn't also listen to Lazarus. Today, if the lost won't hear the preachers of their time, they will not believe, even if one went unto them from the dead and preached unto them. Think of that. Secondly, God warns the saved. In Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 17, Jesus Christ spoke these words unto the church of Laodicea. He said, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Listen, here in this time, Jesus Christ is saying to people that belong to Him, He said, "You believe you're rich. You believe you're increased with goods. You think you have need of nothing at all. But you don't know what I know. You don't know and you won't listen to what I'm saying to you. You do not know that you're wretched. You do not know that you're miserable, that you're poor, that you're blind. You do not know that you're naked. You wouldn't hear, even if you were told." The book of Hosea, chapter number 4 and verse number 6, Jesus says here to these people, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Understand that this passage is written to the unbelieving Jews in that day. God says, "You're my people, but you're destroyed for lack of knowledge because you don't understand. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." I think any parent knows that what they want is their children to really do right, to really understand, and to have success in this life. But I think believing parents want their children to really understand that God is more important than all of this world, that serving the Lord is the greatest thing that they'll ever do. That's why in the book of Matthew chapter number 24 and verse 42, Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come." We all need to be ready, because Jesus Christ could come back at any time. I pray today that if you're lost, that you might seek the face of the Lord, that you might see His power and His strength, that He is able to wash away all of your sins. The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, beginning in verse 1, the Bible said, "By the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Let us therefore not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober." Listen, it is well nigh time for each believer to understand that Jesus Christ could come back at any moment. The only reason that we're here today is because God has allowed us to bring to you this message about His return. Notice, there are some things that we cannot know. We cannot know when Christ is going to come back. And we need to be watching for Him, because He could come back. And if He finds us, then we're not watching for Him and we're not ready for Him, then what a terrible day that will be for us. You see, there are some things that we cannot know, but there are some things that we should know, but there are some things that we had better know. Today, your eternity is at stake. If you are lost, I pray that the Lord would touch your heart, that you might be saved in this very day, that you might come and tell us about how God has touched you.
Now, during the message today, I immediately thought of one of my favorite scripture verses. The verse is in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, and it reads, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Now, to me, this verse is stating that there are some things not yet revealed to us, but God has revealed everything we need to know, everything we need to serve Him, and they are ours and our children's. And it's exactly like what Pastor Reynolds was talking about. There are things that we may not know yet, but there are things that have been revealed, and we should know them. You know, and we do pray that the message today has been a blessing and an encouragement to you. And if it's been a blessing, or if you have additional questions for Pastor Reynolds, we'd ask that you log into our website and click the Contact IBC Pastor. This is a link right there on the homepage. Now, for those of you that may not have been to our website, the address is www.independencebaptist.org. And along with contact information, you'll also find many different books, articles, and audio messages available. You'll also find a link to a new website that we're offering, which is www.sermonaudio.com/IBC. And if you follow that link, you'll be able to listen to some of the sermons that have been preached at Independence Baptist Church. So, for example, there's a 5-sermon series out there right now from Pastor Reynolds dealing with understanding the will of God. Or there is a sermon out there by Brother Philip Thomas dealing with the prophecy found in Daniel chapter 11. So if you log in there to sermonaudio.com/IBC, you'll find a lot of sermons available for listening on your computer, your tablet, or your smartphone. Now, if you'd like to visit with us in person, then you can come and join us for services. We'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:34 evening worship services. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri, which is just off of Interstate 70 between Wright City and Wentzville. And we'll also be meeting on Wednesday nights for a 7 p.m. Bible study. Well, we're very thankful that you've been able to join us this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to listen again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.